Homer Photo Fest 2009 starts today in Homer. It celebrates the art of photography through lectures, workshops, and juried exhibits. Top photographers from Alaska and around the country will share their expertise with participants. KBBI's Marsha Lynn recently talked with some of the visiting photographers about their love of the art form and how it's evolved over the years.
Keith Carter is from Texas and has spent four decades doing what he terms making photos. He says this is the reason why.
It's a way to articulate something visually that it's hard to put into words sometimes. And it puts you in positions to see and participate in either landscapes or cultural events that you might not find yourself in had you not been there to chronicle it in some way.
Carter will give an afternoon workshop and an evening lecture sharing material from his newest book, which was released 6 months ago. Ted Orland from Santa Cruz, California, wants to share a retrospective on his work and how it's evolved over the years.
Began working with large format and studying with people like Ansel Adams, and then slowly realizing that I really didn't lead a large format, fine-grained life, and began to sort of downshift my expectations or my hopes for photography a little bit until I reached the point where I just wanted to make the line between my life and my art as short and straight as possible. And so I got a little plastic camera, which has one f-stop, one shutter speed, and you can focus on a mountain or a bunch of people or a head. And that's it. It takes all of the other considerations out of the equation. There is nothing between you and the thing you want to see.
Landscape photography is what Barry McWane of Fairbanks loves and says his talk will reflect how his views on the subject have changed.
And that was the concept that it was not really possible to make consequential images or images of import unless you got yourself far from the madding crowd, way out off the road and into the high mountains or the distant land. And how over the course of time in my career, I first, you know, settled on that idea and incorporated it. And then I began to fight it and realize that images that I made from or near the roadways, in particularly here but elsewhere, were every bit as valid and every bit as meaningful to me about the land as those that I made when I walked, you know, dozens of miles into the wilderness.
As their photography careers have progressed, the technology has evolved a great deal. The three men reflect on those changes.
I think that photography is in a somewhat tumultuous realignment right now, and we all pretty much agree with that. But I think it's very exciting, both technologically and visually.
Photography traditionally was the most experiential of the arts. You literally had to be there to make the photograph. And that may be changing a little bit now as people appropriate images off the web or find that instead of going to Nepal and climbing a large mountain, they simply get a picture of a large mountain and put themselves on top of it in the computer and they're done. And I think sometimes the peril is that you end up making photographs of experiences you never quite had.
I sold all of my film cameras in 2000. But what I've discovered is that I can maintain the meaningful aesthetic that I have built up over the years and make satisfying images with the new technology and, in fact, embrace it and learn things that it can do that the film technology I used for many, many years can't do now.
These artists will join a number of others as part of the Photo Fest, which takes place at Homer's Alaska Ridgetop Inn and runs through Saturday, August 8th. In Homer, I'm Marsha Lynn.